And good morning. Time for one of my favorite shows, our Marshalltown Icons program. Val Ruff, she is the Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, and this show has just become really popular. You're getting lots of good feedback, aren't you?
I am getting lots of good feedback, and I think it's just such a great opportunity for the folks to, you know, relearn or rehear about our historic Marshalltown icons. And it's been a lot of fun for me too, and I think for the listeners, and it's been great with visiting with you, Kyle, and being a part of this show. So I want to thank you for the opportunity. So today I'm excited to share that our Marshalltown icon is the Tallcorn Towers and the Ballroom. And we have Dylan Dose here, who is an occupant in that building for Restore Church, and I asked Dylan to join me today, and he's got lots of great historic information, and I got to give a shout out to Jay Carolla for sending us some highlights about the, I don't know what we'd do without Jay.
Jay is kind of the resident, like, historical expert on everything in our community.
He is. He's a great,
he really is,
great resource. So thank you, Jay. I know you're listening. So let's go ahead and get started. So we've got Dylan here. Dylan, let's talk a little bit about the history. We got a rich history about this building, and I appreciate you being here this morning. So we'll let you go ahead and get started and talk about some dates that folks might be interested in hearing about.
Well, one of the things, whenever we talk about history, we often only think of it as, oh, this was a start in a historical narrative. But the cool thing about the Tallcorn, when they were starting to talk about it in 1927, we were preparing as a city to celebrate 75 years as a city. So we were already looking back to the history and our legacy and looking forward. So the tagline, as they were starting to think through, was welcoming of the dawn of the new era of Marshalltown.
I love that.
Yeah, it's, and I think it's just so it's so appropriate to where we are today as well. So, and a lot of looking at the history, I think we see a lot of our current reality as well. But in September 3rd of 1927, one of the things to get a hotel here, we were a city of about 20,000. We were, of course, a hub of three different railroads, so a bustling city. But we didn't have the amenities of other cities our size. So we were really looking to find a hotel, something to do. And so in Marshalltown fashion, we started raising money ourselves. And before Epley out of Omaha really wanted to build the hotel here, they wanted to see some community buy-in. So there were five organizations in September of 1927 that raised almost $40,000 in one day. And you may know these names, Fisher, Lennox, JCPenney, the Rotary Club, and the TR. Out of those, out of that initial conversation birthed the first almost $40,000 they wanted to raise, and within 2 months we had raised $125,000. That's not $125,000 in today's money, that is in 1927 money. And that definitely, Epley jumped on board and built the hotel in 1928, which was the 75th anniversary of Marshalltown. Looking forward to the future.
Wow, that's a great story. You've done your homework.
I have. I love history. I go by the adage that history gives us permission for the future, and it seemed that was a lot of what the creation of the Tallcorn was, looking at the history, rich history of Marshalltown already in 1927-28, and looking forward to what could be in the future. And I love that 88 years later, those five organizations still have a heavy footprint in our community.
They do, and they're very instrumental in any kind of forward thinking or any kind of needs that we have in the community. They are always the first to step to the plate. And so I know, too, being a Rotarian, that Rotary, when they were established 100 years ago, because they just celebrated their 100th anniversary, that they met there for a long period of time. So they were very instrumental, and that was their home for quite a while.
And one thing that I love is, as you continue, and I've got to give a shout out to Mike Donahue at the TR. A lot of his reporting has been a piece of my research, and I think he just does a really good job with that. But as the start of the Tallcorn, you know, like in any building at that time, one thing that set the Tallcorn apart, not only was it just a really beautiful place. It was the most modern of, it was the 18th of Epley's hotels, and by the time he sold it to the Sheraton 30 years later, there was 22, but so it was one of the last ones that they built. Was it wasn't just a hotel. Like in anything, there were businesses on the main floor, but what set the Tallcorn apart was there was Main Street entrance. Like my office space has a Main Street entrance now, but that was true back then as well. And of course, in 1920s fashion, it was the pharmacy along with the soda jerk, but they also would sell high-end perfumes and things like that, that it was really kind of a connection for the civic life of Marshalltown.
That's great information, Dylan. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
It seems like during the summer in Iowa, there's always something going on. That is certainly true here in Marshalltown, the surrounding area. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. We offer a quick and easy way to see what's happening here in Marshalltown. Our website has a complete calendar of events for our area. So if you're looking for something to do, just go on our visitmarshalltown.com website and click on the calendar tab. You'll see a calendar of events listed for each day. Simply hover the cursor over the event and all the details will drop down. Our calendar of events is a great resource and it's as close as your phone or computer. If you have a business or group that would like information on meeting in Marshalltown, or you'd like more information or a sample itinerary for attractions, we can help you with that as well. Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau is your information resource for meeting spaces, accommodations, and attractions. Visit us at the Fisher Community Center at 709 South Center Street, or go online to visitmarshalltown.com.
Thursday night, August 18th at 8 p.m., the Iowa State Fair presents An Evening with Jeff Dunham, Perfectly Unbalanced.
You know, you're like the Donald Trump of ventriloquism. You have no idea what you're doing, but you're really good at it.
Jeff Dunham, Perfectly Unbalanced, at the Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines with all his cast of characters. Join us for a night of hilarity and laughter with the one and only Jeff Dunham, Perfectly Unbalanced.
Silence! I kill you!
The Iowa State Fair presents Jeff Dunham, Perfectly Unbalanced, Thursday, August 18th at 8 p.m. at the Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. Reserve seat tickets are on sale now through all Ticketmaster outlets and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office. $32, $42, and $52 reserve seat tickets are available. Convenience charges apply to all tickets. Jeff Dunham, Perfectly Unbalanced. For more information, visit iowastatefair.org.
And welcome back to our Marshalltown Icons program. Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Val Ruff hosts this show each and every Thursday. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. We're glad to be here. So we're talking with Dylan Dost, who is a tenant or an occupant in the Tallcorn Towers. Today we're talking about the Tallcorn, and we're going to cover a little bit about the Tallcorn Ballroom and the renovation, but great history that Dylan just got recently shared with us. But the thing I wanted to maybe talk a little bit about, I know that Bill Fisher is definitely a Marshalltown icon himself, and we know that the hotel was sold in 1960 to a group that was headed up by Bill Fisher, because he was very instrumental in making sure that we had all the amenities that we needed here in the community. So I know there was a renovation of the eighth floor, and then they also used that Tallcorn Ballroom. It was called the Georgian Ballroom, and it's always been a popular for conventions, receptions, reunions, and service clubs used it for their weekly meetings at the hotel. Shortly after that, we know that the hotel was purchased by Burdett, which I think everybody in the community knows him as B.O., and his wife Barbara Bringelson purchased the hotel and discontinued the hotel operation to convert it to apartment-style living. And I know it remained that way for quite some time before the community kind of took a hold of it again and said, we've got to do something with this. So any other thing you want to add on that, Dylan?
One thing that I noticed is when we became a tenant of the Tallcorn, one of the reasons we wanted to become a tenant there is just because we felt like we were tying in with Marshalltown history. And whenever you tie in with local history, different organizations, different people can own buildings and businesses, but really in our community, Marshalltown owns those things. So everybody had an anecdote. Everybody had a personal story. And the one that I continue, for those of you that are in your mid-40s to 50s, the things in that, which is just a few years above me, is that a lot of people spent much of their teenage years playing like video games or games in the first floor of the tall corn during that time. And then what I remember just personally is my grandfather was bigger than life. He's a big 6'5 guy, bigger than life. Everybody knew him as Big Jer. And much of my early childhood, he spent living on the top floor of the tall corn. Now, some of his stories are so big that they sometimes exceed truth. So I don't know all the truisms of what happened there, but I do know that was kind of his perch to look over the city.
Wow, what a great story. And I know the upper level that, you know, people did live up there in the penthouse area, and it was housing for a lot of folks. But he did have a great view of Marshalltown mm-hmm. then. So no wonder he had great stories mm-hmm. to share.
Yeah.
With you. But I think you've got some great stories about how you became a tenant and why it was important to you. And I think that's a great story for the listeners to understand.
Well, one of the things is my wife and I was born at the hospital here in town in 1981, moved away in 2001, and my wife and I had been living in Yakima, Washington with our two sons, and we moved back in December of 2014 with this idea to plant a church called Restore. And we had looked at different things, but different buildings, but East Main really jumped out to me because I really saw that we were already seeing a lot of things be remodeled, but we wanted to be a part of that, not just in the physical, but kind of relationally, spiritually, civically, be a part of that. And when it finally came down to the Tall Corn, which was probably our fourth or fifth building, we were wondering if it might be a little too small, but we went in there and we looked at it, and it was incredible, the history that just comes out. And I looked and I thought and I said, oh my goodness, this building speaks architecturally what I want to do as a church, is talk about these great, beautiful things that may have gone downhill for a season, but somebody saw value in them and wanted to restore them. And I was like, oh, this thing was... In church speak, this was preaching to me, and I thought that was, and we knew we were home, and now we're entrusted. We get to be a part of Marshalltown history every time I go to my office, every time we hold one of our two Sunday services. Which is exciting.
Yeah, that is very exciting. What a great story, Dylan. And it's so inspirational for you to share that with us as far as how it moved you. Mm-hmm. And I know when I go in there, the historic ballroom, I didn't have a lot of happenings in there, but when you go in there, you're just moved by the beauty mm-hmm. of this. You know, it's just like you're walking back in time. And I know even today, now that the ballroom can be rented out, folks can who do they contact, in fact, if you're interested in renting the ballroom for an event? Who should they be contacting?
We utilize Leona McDonough of Heavenly Breads. She does a fantastic job. But it also, if you just want to email any requests you might have, you can always email us at info@restoremtown.com, and I will get that off to Leona. But she's okay. Phenomenal. Plus, she can cater things. She just does a really great job.
Yeah,
with
she
it.
Does a phenomenal job. So, yes, if you're interested in renting the ballroom or leasing it out or for an event or anything coming up. I know that we had a wedding just recently, and I was invited, and it was a beautiful event. Any other important initiatives that are taking place with the ballroom or anything coming up that the folks should know about? Or
one of the things that as we go with the Tall Corn, there are some things going to be happening. We just came out of the Lynn Creek Art Festival, where we were able to host board members and artists for a dinner the night before, which we didn't know if that would work, but in talking with Pam Schwartz at The Perfect Setting, she was like, let's try it, and we did, and it was fantastic. The artists loved it, the board loved it, I loved it. It was just a really exciting time. And then I know we were going to be in October, I believe, where there is some view where we do some walkthroughs through historical buildings downtown. I think we're going to start at the Tall Corn as kind of the starting point for that.
That Treasures Tour.
Yes.
Yeah, the Central Business District Treasures Tour is October 1st.
Yes.
And that is a great place to start when you're getting ready to get all excited. And then you get to go into these amazing upper-level housing that you get to go visit these lofts and stuff that you see in Marshalltown. You're like, you go and you're like, am I in Marshalltown? These are amazing. The other thing that I think that I know that the Tall Corn Ballroom is going to be utilized for upcoming is September 30th is the Downtown Art Walk. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to have a little private reception for the artists in the ballroom then too.
Yeah. And that is, this is when I talk about, yes, we lease the ballroom, but it's not our ballroom. We're entrusted with the ballroom to use it for Marshalltown. Mm-hmm. And these are different opportunities where we can partner with great organizations to do that. And that's really important to us.
Sure, sure. Now, I know that during the restoration of the Tall Corn, I learned a few things from Tom Dimerly the other day that when they were in the process of looking at that building, to kind of bring it back to life, you could say. Mm-hmm. And 17 economic impact financing programs were looked at and observed to help with the financing to revitalize the Tall Corn. And that's what allowed us that building to be featured in the Journal of National Tax Credits. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back to finish this portion, then the final portion of Marshalltown Icons.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website, visitmarshalltown.com. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa, at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa. So meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
Come on in to Tyson's, more for you.
It's Tyson's Denim Days, going on now, with more savings and more of the best brands and selection of denim jeans. Carhartt, Wrangler, Levi's, Key, Dickies, Riders by Lee, Ariat, Miss Me, Grace at L.A. More jeans for you at Tyson's, and more extended sizes of jeans for the perfect fit. And when you buy two Wrangler jeans or apparel items, you get $10 back by mail during the Everything Wrangler event. Enjoy store-wide savings on leather footwear, canning supplies, pet food, tree stands, truck boxes, and tires, collegiate gear to show your team support, and more. Plus, it's Fish Days at Tyson's. Place your order now for delivery in October. And at Tyson's, there's always free popcorn while you shop. There's more for you and more denim at Tyson's Home Farm Auto during Tyson's Denim Days. All jeans now on sale through August 21st.
Come on into Tyson's, more for you.
Tyson's, more for you.
And welcome back to our final segment of our Marshalltown Icons program. Here is Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. We're here today with Dylan Dose. He is an occupant of the Tall Corn Towers, and I'm learning a huge history buff about Marshalltown. We've enjoyed having Dylan on the show. So we're talking a little bit about the Tall Corn Towers, the Tall Corn Ballroom, and boy, if you haven't had an opportunity to take a look at that, you should get in touch with Dylan and say, let me see that ballroom. It's just like stepping back in time. It's beautiful. And so we were just talking at the break about, you know, what it cost. So after years of deterioration, you know, the community came together. They got in touch with Common Bond Associates who helped develop that property and turn it into more of a community type apartment living. And so we learned that it was an $11 million restoration to the Tall Corn, and there's some numbers about the how many rooms were there in it originally?
Originally, I've read anywhere from 123 hotel rooms to 150, somewhere around there, and I'm not sure which is completely accurate.
Okay.
But then I know it moved into about 65 apartments when they shifted with Bringelson's owning that. But when they redid it, they went with, I believe it was 42 single-bedroom apartments and then 7 two-bedroom apartments. So the apartments got bigger as the renovation happened. So that's been a positive.
Okay. Good information. So I know people that are listening might want to know about the Grant Wood. There's all of the hubbub about what did Grant Wood have something underneath that. And so when the renovation went on, why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, like in every great story, and another thank you to Mike Donaghy and his article, in 1928, we know that Grant Wood was commissioned to do something. Well, many of you may know Grant Wood or should know Grant Wood as the painter, artist behind American Gothic, which came out in 1930. Well, as the renovation happened, we were thinking that as we took away paint, Grant Wood would appear and we would have this really great moment of art lovers and Marshalltown buffs, and as they took away the paint, Grant Wood did not appear. So again, it's one of those stories that started well, but in the end, we're like, ah, doggone it.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that was kind of a disappointment, but through it all, everybody was anxious. So we've got just a few minutes. I do want to let people know, too, that you can access through the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs and the Iowa Arts Council. There's an app, or you can go on iowaculture.gov, mm-hmm. or there's an app, too, that you can type in Marshalltown, and then you can, it'll bring up anything that's artistic or historic value in Marshalltown. And I know that the Talkhorn Ballroom is definitely on that. So if anybody wanted to find out more information.
And I'm going to do something, Val. On our Facebook page, which is just Restore M-Town, if you go and like that, I am going to link an article that iowaculture.gov had done. And it is a fantastic one to two-page article that just gives you a quick history and synopsis. The first person that connected me with that article was Heidi Pearson from Martha Ellentine, now Heidi Dalal, and she had posted it about a year ago, and it really just stirred a real passion to learn more about the history.
Great. That's all good information. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today learning more about the Talkhorn Towers, the Talkhorn, the ballroom. We've learned a little bit more about even the history of Restore Church. And so I want to thank you, Dylan, for being on the show today. If you're looking for information about what's going on in Marshalltown, just go to www.visitmarshalltown.com. There's a calendar of events. There is just a plethora of things going on in August, the month of August. If you have an event that you want to post, it's open to the public. Please go onto the calendar tab and post your event. It goes up on the electronic sign. It goes on our Facebook page and also on the calendar. So I want to thank everybody. Thanks, Kyle, for hosting us today here on the Marshalltown Icons.
Really great show. I learned a lot today about the Talkhorn and the Talkhorn Tower, and I just loved hearing the history. I'm a history buff myself, and the sign, the Talkhorn sign itself, is iconic. We didn't really talk a whole lot about that, but I don't know, you know, if that is, has that been restored?
I think it was.
The entrance one, I know. I'm not sure the large vertical, but I believe so. It does look different than some pictures.
Yeah, and I've seen old-fashioned postcards of the Talkhorn. And those are kind of collector's items. I'm sure you could probably find those on eBay or something like that. Those are, you want to, are you going to get a picture of it for me? Doesn't work well for radio, but I can see it at least.
Well, I do know that Jay has quite a few postcards of the Talkhorn.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Jay has everything.
Yes, he does.
I wonder what his house looks like. I've never been. I'm about to go see Jay's huge collection of Marshalltown memorabilia. That's going to wrap up our program. Greatly appreciate our guests today. That is the Icon Show. Buddy, have a great day.